Governor Sarah Palin is calling for Senator Ted Stevens to step down because of his felony convictions. A Washington, D.C. jury found Stevens guilty yesterday of lying on his financial disclosure forms about gifts worth more than $250,000. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, Palin joined her Republican presidential running mate John McCain in calling for Stevens to resign.
Governor Palin said Tuesday that she hopes Senator Stevens will, quote, do the right thing. Her spokesman, Bill McAllister, said the governor thinks Stevens should resign, even if he wins next week's election.
She has expanded upon her statement of yesterday following the convictions in the Stevens trial and is now explicitly calling on the senator, regardless of the outcome of the election Tuesday, to step down from his seat to remove the cloud over Alaska.
Palin said Alaskans are grateful for Stevens' decades of public service, but the time has come for him to step aside. The governor's call for Stevens' resignation goes farther and is more direct than her initial reaction on Monday, when she said that the verdict, quote, shines a light on the corrupting influence of the big oil service company that was allowed to control too much of our state. But on Tuesday, Palin threw her weight behind running mate John McCain. He said in a written statement Tuesday morning that Stevens has broken his trust with the people and should step down. The presidential candidate said his Senate colleagues should be, quote, spurred by these events to redouble their efforts to end this kind of corruption once and for all. McCain and Stevens have sparred over the years as McCain has criticized the earmarks Stevens defends, and they hold divergent views on drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. McCain wasn't the only presidential candidate calling for Stevens to step down. The Democratic Party's candidate, Senator Barack Obama, also said Stevens should resign. He called the federal court ruling a verdict not just on Stevens, but on the, quote, broken politics in Washington. Stevens came out fighting after Monday's verdict, saying he plans to travel to Alaska this week and campaign. He put out a press release Tuesday citing some endorsements, but momentum is growing against him. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Stevens will be held accountable so public trust can be restored. The Kentucky Republican is locked in a tight Senate race right now and is getting hit by his Democratic opponent for past alliances with Stevens. The chairman of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, Nevada Senator John Ensign, did not defend Stevens, saying this is a reminder no one is above the law. He said in a statement he was disappointed to see Stevens' career, quote, end in disgrace. However, some of Alaska's top Republicans are speaking out on Stevens' behalf. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young have given him their support. Murkowski said she looks forward to having justice served through the appeals process and said she plans to continue standing with Stevens. So has Stevens' longtime friend, Daniel Inouye, a Democrat from Hawaii, who said in a statement that he's saddened by the jury's decision, but that it might not be final, subject to appeal. He called on Alaskans to continue believing in Stevens. Inouye testified as a character witness at Stevens' trial. Stevens also got supportive words from some fellow Senate Republicans. Pennsylvanian Arlen Specter said Stevens is honest, and Virginia Senator John Warner called Stevens a hero. Ultimately, it will be up to Alaska's voters to decide next week what Stevens' political future should be. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.